Leaders of Iraqi opposition groups will travel to Washington next month for meetings at the State Department. President Bush has made it clear that he wants to remove Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein from office. The international community has been waiting for months for word on how the administration might accomplish that. U.S. officials continue to insist there is no war plan on the president's desk. But as NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports, they do acknowledge the United States is increasing its contacts with Iraqi exiles.
The Bush administration's repeated threats to take action aimed at removing Iraq's president, Saddam Hussein, have produced a ferment of activity among Iraqi opposition activists. New opposition groups have formed in recent weeks, including a council of former Iraqi military officers who got together in London. Both the State Department and Defense Department sent observers. Laith Kuba is actively involved in numerous Iraqi opposition groups, including the largest coalition, the Iraqi National Congress. Kuba says the administration's approach to the opposition groups changes along with its strategy vis-a-vis Iraq.
Over the past 10 years or so, the approach has always been containment and more or less to use the opposition in exposing the Iraqi regime, but not to go in serious partnership with the opposition or with the Iraqis to bring a change to the regime or an alternative. I think in the past year or so, there has been serious moves by the administration towards redefining that relationship.
Laith Kuba says the administration is reaching out to a wider circle of Iraqi exiles, not just the political activists, but individuals who could contribute to an alternative regime in Iraq. State Department officials dubbed the effort the Future of Iraq Project. It's focused on rebuilding the country once Saddam Hussein is removed from power. The State Department has held one set of roundtable discussions on transitional justice. It plans similar sessions on politics, humanitarian needs, agriculture, economics, public affairs, and politics. The State Department program could address what David Mack identifies as a major shortcoming in the administration's Iraq policy. Ambassador Mack is vice president of the Middle East Institute.
The administration has really not managed to convey much of a vision about the post-Saddam Iraq. Something that would be required, essentially, you've got to have not only an anti-Saddam policy, you've got to have a pro-Iraqi policy. That's not really happened yet.
Kenneth Pollack, now with the Council on Foreign Relations, was director of Persian Gulf Affairs in the Clinton White House. He says the U.S. has been burned in the past by the fractious, often unreliable Iraqi opposition groups. But Pollack says it may be necessary for administration officials to put that aside.
They recognize that there are going to be a whole series of political problems accompanying regime change. And what they're doing is looking at the Iraqi opposition to see if the opposition can't help them ameliorate some of those problems. In particular, how do you talk to the Iraqi people and the Iraqi armed forces?
Pollack says the U.S. needs to let those inside Iraq know that U.S.-led forces are coming to liberate, not to colonize.
And finding Iraqis who can get that message to them could be a very important element of a regime change policy.
Pollack says the exiles possibly could help in other ways. Former military officers could use their expertise to assist the United States in planning for both covert action or an invasion. Other exiles, he says, might serve as interpreters or guides for any such campaign. General Fawzi al-Shamari fought against the United States during the Persian Gulf War and later fled Iraq to escape Saddam Hussein. He says some Iraqi exiles would like to play a leading role.
They will remove Saddam Hussein by the support of the United States.
So far, the United States has resisted pleas to arm and equip any of the opposition groups. Washington's view is that none of the groups can mount a credible fighting force. But a State Department official says if a viable Iraqi group did emerge, the administration would reconsider. The official said that was one reason for the U.S. presence at the recent London meeting of Iraqi military defectors. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.